Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest technical analysis. And despite the recent dip, I got some good news to share for the Bitcoin bulls and checking out the latest from crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop. 48,000 isn't breaking at this point, so the market is still not providing a clear trend reversal for Bitcoin. Altcoins are showing strength in the meantime, and I think they'll continue to surge coming months. Also, this just in breaking news, New York officially has a pro-Bitcoin mayor as Eric Adams takes office. And quoting U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, Bitcoin is an essential element and the realization of the modern American dream. Also in today's show, Eminem buys a Bored Ape NFT for $462,000. That's right, the Real Slim Shady's portfolio now holds 166 NFTs. Also in today's show, Ethereum-based altcoin set for major breakout as 2022 begins, predicts crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop. Also in today's show, President Nayib Bukele predicts Bitcoin $100,000 rally and further legal adoption and more. Checking out his official 2022 Bitcoin predictions here will reach $100,000. Two more countries will adopt it as legal tender, will become a major electoral issue in the U.S. elections this year. Bitcoin City will commence construction. Volcano bonds will be oversubscribed and huge surprise at the Bitcoin conference. And as pointed out here, this tweet will age well. And Stacey Herbert chimed in. You forgot to list that Max Kaiser and Stacey Herbert will convince 2,100 Bitcoiners to move to El Salvador. Also be sharing the latest updates from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock to Flow model. And we'll also be taking a look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin, Ether, and many of the major alts are currently breaking out back in the green. But where's the Bitcoin price likely to go next? Find out all this, plus so much more in today's show. Hey, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience, visit our YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. I want to give a quick shout out to iTrust Capital. Not only can you trade crypto tax-free, but now also at no monthly fees, truly making this a no-brainer. That's right. There are now officially no monthly fees for both new and existing accounts. And they have a special promo running right now where they're giving away $100 in free BTC. To take advantage of this special offer, all I need to do, number one, visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Number two, confirm your email. And number three, fund your account. It's literally that simple. And yes, they will send you $100 in real BTC for free. iTrust is the number one IRA platform in America with over $3.5 billion in transactions. Not only can you buy, sell, and trade crypto tax-free, such as Bitcoin and Ethereum, but also physical gold and silver. And yes, they are backed by Coinbase Custody with a $320 million insurance policy. Go ahead and visit my referral link at itrust.cryptonewsalerts.net. Set up your tax-free crypto IRA so you can start trading with no monthly fees. Claim your $100 in free BTC and let's start stacking those sats tax-free. All right, welcome back to another episode of Crypto News Alerts. I'm your host, JV. How's it going, crypto fam? Holla at your boy in the live chat. Now, after Bitcoin dipped to 42,000 on December 4th and the Omicron fears its price could not move higher than 52,000 over the last month, Bitcoin is now trading just above 47,000 with short-dated ATM implied volatility peaking at 94 and is currently sitting at 66, as you can see right here in this chart. Now, calls for $50,000 strike price have the highest open interest for 2, 3, and January 7th. Expiries. Lots of calls were sold for these expiries over the last few days. It seems that low demand in the spot market caused options traders to not be optimistic about an increase in a price higher than 54,000 for the expiries in the first week of January. Now for some technical analysis on the daily time frame, Bitcoin is completing the pullback to the broken trend line, both price and RSI, the relative strength index, but we are not yet to say that the correction is over. The price needs to form a higher high and break the blue trend line in the price chart and RSI. This resistance in RSI is the intersection of SM100 and baseline 50, and crossing it indicates that the bears are kicking out of the market. And on the lower time frames, the price is mostly fluctuating in a rectangle, as you can see here in a yellow box. In the short term, a safe spot could be the break of the RSI downtrend of the moving average 21 week, as it happened on December 21st and led to an 11% increase. And now for some on-chain analysis, despite the neutral to negative sentiment of the futures market, the midterm and long-term indicators in the on-chain data are positive, and alongside the continued continuing hash rate recovery. The weekly average number of active users is growing, as you can see here in this chart. This trend confirms that demand is still in the market, and any catalyst could initiate another rally. So there you have it. And checking out the latest from crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop. Still looking at a scenario like this for Bitcoin. What are my invalidations for such a case? Breaking through 48,000 is the first step. Second one is breaking and flipping 49,400. Seems accumulation to me, but it requires time. Altcoins are doing really well. And he updates us here this morning. 48,000 isn't breaking at this point, so the market is still not providing a clear trend reversal for Bitcoin. Altcoins are showing strength in the meantime, and I think they'll continue to surge coming months. So there you have it. Let me know if you agree or disagree with me, Calvin Day Pop. And this just in, breaking news. New York officially has a pro-Bitcoin mayor as Eric Adams takes office. Let's go mass Bitcoin adoption in 2022. And quoting U.S. Senator Cynthia Lummis, Bitcoin is an essential element in the realization of the modern American dream. And before I break down next story of the day, Eminem buys a Bored Ape NFT for $462,000, as well as Ethereum-based altcoin set for major breakout as 2022 begins, predicts crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop, as well as President Nayib Bukele predicts Bitcoin $100,000 rally and further legal adoption and more. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market. As you can see, Bitcoin and Ether and all the major altcoins are currently breaking out back in the green, with Bitcoin up 0.5% for the day, maintaining just above $47,100. We have Ether up 1.4%, trading just above $3,750. Polkadot up 8%, trading just under $30. Solana up 2%, trading at $176. Avalanche up 5%, trading at $115. And Cardano up almost 3%, trading at $1.36. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. The Bored Ape Yacht Club NFTs have been very popular this year, and the project saw more than $1 billion in volume worldwide. Now Eminem has joined the Bored Ape Yacht Club bandwagon by purchasing ape number 9055 for 123.45 Ether on Thursday. And as you can see, he updated his Twitter profile pic with this Bored Ape. As you can see right here, would you pay $462,000 for this NFT? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now, furthermore, this ape purchase indicates that the new owner is called Shady Holdings, which we all know is Eminem, on the OpenSea platform. And the portfolio also owns a number of Little Baby Doodles X NFTs, such as DigiDog number 1, featuring a stencil image of the rapper and super relative apes number 3880. And checking out this tweet from the seller, I'm living in a simulation. Thank you, Eminem, for buying my ape and joining the club. Madness. Let me write a lyric in your next single. So there you have it. Now, Eminem also owns NFTs SABC number 2615, Shaq is back number 4077, and Adult Fantasy Subdude 130 and 151. And according to Dat Radar Metrics, Slim Shady owns 166 NFT assets from 32 different collections. Now, the account that it came from holds 504 NFTs from 51 collections, including the Bored Ape Yacht Club number 4936, and it spent 43.98 Ether on two CryptoPunks. Now, Eminem's NFT spending spree follows the recording artist's beat-inspired animated NFTs for Stans in April, and Eminem's NFT sale took place on the NFT marketplace Nifty Gateway. And furthermore, in August, Slim Shady and Paul Rosenberg joined the slew of venture funds that injected $30 million into the NFT market, Maker's Place. I want to give a quick shout-out to Marjex, your reliable way to trade Bitcoin and other top cryptos with up to 100x leverage. That's right, and I have a special promo they're running right now to bring in the first trend, the 2022, where they're giving away a 20% bonus on your deposit. That's right, from December 30th, 2021 to January 10th, 2022, make a deposit on Marjex and receive a 20% bonus. Just like that, here's how it works. Sign up using my referral link in the description right down below, then make a deposit and claim your bonus. It's that simple, truly making this a no-brainer. So go ahead and use my referral link in the description right down below. Create your Marjex trading account today and take advantage of your free 20% bonus. And let's start stacking those sats, shall we? And before I break down next story of the day, Ethereum-based altcoin set for major breakout as 2022 begins, predicts crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop, as well as President Nayib Bukele predicts Bitcoin $100,000 rally, as well as further legal adoption and more. But first, let's take a quick look at the overall crypto market cap, sitting just above $2.2 trillion with $65 billion in volume in the past 24 hours. And the Bitcoin dominance is back below 40% at 39.9%, with the Ether dominance at 19.9%. And checking out the top gainers within the top top 100, we have Revane leading the pack, up 17%, trading at 1.1 cents, followed by Yearn.finance, better known as YFI, up 13%, trading at 37,500, followed by ICP, up 10.5%, trading at $27.71. Now, which altcoins are you most bullish on in 2022? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now checking out one of my favorite indicators is the Crypto Greed and Fear Index. Shows we're currently rated a 29 out of 100 in fear. Yesterday was a 21 in extreme fear. Last week, a 37, and last month, a 31 in fear. And if you're not familiar with the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, extreme fear can be a sign investors are too worried. That can be a great buying opportunity, aka BTFD, buy that freaking dip. And when investors are getting too greedy, that means the market is due for a correction. But all right, now let's break down our next story of the day. Popular crypto analyst and trader Mikhail Vandepop thinks one decentralized finance altcoin built on the Ethereum blockchain is primed for a breakout at the beginning of this year. 8 Global Vandepop's crypto education platform notes in a new tweet that the Curve DAO token known as CRV is currently printing a bullish market structure. Quoting him here, CRV has a beautiful chart and is currently one of the better looking coins. The USDT pair is making higher lows and higher highs, and it looks like it'll make another attempt to break through the 1.618 Fibonacci level, as you can see right here in this chart. Now, CRV is a governance token for the Curve Finance, a decentralized exchange for stable coins that aims to ensure minimal slippage by attracting deep liquidity. The 74th ranked crypto asset by market cap is currently trading at $5.43 at the time of this recording, up 2.6% in the past 24 hours. Now, Vandepop's target at $8.35 for CRV suggests that the coin has a potential upside of over 53% from its current price. And the crypto analyst also says in a new YouTube video that he is still bullish on crypto overall. Quoting him here, I'm still assuming that we're into a lengthening cycle, which is going to cause a longer run in the markets to be happening in the coming years. As you know, I am quite bullish on the markets. And Vandepop says that Bitcoin needs to clear 49,400 for him to be bullish in the short term on Bitcoin. Once again, he also recently tweeted some predictions on these other altcoins. Atom / Cosmos, $100. Polkadot, $100. Chainlink, $100. CRV, $50. And VET, which is VeChain, $1. Pretty reasonable targets for 2022. Let me know if you agree or disagree with the crypto analyst. And are you currently bullish on CRV, Curve DAO token? Let me know in the comments right down below. And before I break down our final story of the day, President Nayib Bukele predicts Bitcoin $100,000 rally, as well as further legal adoption and more. But first, I want to remind you to smash that show more button right below this video in the description for a detailed analysis of what's going on in the crypto market. This goes for all 1,000 plus videos right here on my YouTube channel. Also have a new crypto merch store I recently launched, which could be found at merch.cryptonewsalerts.net, as well as a daily letter, which goes out to over 30,000 subscribers every single day. To subscribe, visit letter.cryptonewsalerts.net. Also have a blog I update daily, which could be found at cryptonewsyes.com. Also be sure to smash that subscribe button and ring that bell to turn on all notifications to receive daily premium crypto news alerts every single day, just like this. And of course, you can find me on all the major podcasts and platforms. We're currently receiving over 500,000 downloads per month. You can find me on Spotify, home of the Joe Rogan Experience, or Apple's iTunes or Google Play. You can also follow me on crypto Twitter, Facebook, Telegram, and TikTok. So wherever you're at, be sure to follow me there. But all right, now let's break down our final story of the day. On January 2nd, El Salvador President Nayib Bukele shared 5 bullish predictions on Bitcoin's performance for the year 2022. Last year, El Salvador became the first country in the world to adopt Bitcoin as legal tender under Bukele's presidency as a countermeasure to the growing inflation in the country. And since legalization, the president acquired 1,370 BTC for the country's reserve and reinvested its unrealized gains into a new infrastructure project, including a hospital and school. Now, President Bukele predicted that 2 more countries will join El Salvador and adopt Bitcoin as legal tender in 2022. And in the same year, he expects a bull run that will take the Bitcoin price to a new all-time high of $100,000. That's right. Checking out his tweet here. 2022 predictions on Bitcoin will reach $100,000 per BTC. 2 more countries will adopt it as legal tender. Which 2 countries do you think that will be? Let me know in the comments below. Will become a major electoral issue in U.S. elections this year. Bitcoin City will commence construction. Volcano bonds will be oversubscribed. And huge surprise at the Bitcoin conference. So there you have it. And he also tweeted this tweet will age well, which shows his confidence in his prediction. And Stacey Herbert chimed in. You forgot to list that Max Keiser and Stacey Herbert will convince 2,100 Bitcoiners to move to El Salvador. Let's freaking go. Now, Bukele also envisions an oncoming explosive growth for El Salvador's two in-house Bitcoin-based initiatives, Bitcoin City and Volcano Bonds. And as previously reported, the president foresees Bitcoin City to become a fully functional city where residential areas, shopping centers, restaurants, a port, and everything around Bitcoin. And let's not forget the tax advantages such as zero capital gains tax, zero federal income taxes, and the only tax I believe in the city is a value-added tax of about 10%. Now, according to Bukele, Bitcoin City will commence construction this year, implying the development of the $1 billion Bitcoin bonds-backed virtual city. Along with this development, he predicts an oversubscription of Volcano Bonds. Bukele also predicts that Bitcoin will become a major electoral issue in U.S. elections this year, and he told his Twitter followers to be on the lookout for a huge surprise at Bitcoin 2022 conference. What do you think that big surprise will be? Let me know your thoughts in the comments right down below. And massive respect to Nayib Bukele for doing big things in El Salvador. I think the domino effect will continue in 2022 as more nation states adopt Bitcoin as legal tender. And checking out the latest update from Plan B creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model. In case you missed it, number one, floor model failed. I will not use it again. Number two, stock to flow model is at the same critical point at the standard deviation band as when I wrote the stock to flow article in March 2019. In my opinion, stock to flow is still useful. In fact, the model is most useful in critical situations. I will watch if stock to flow stays within one standard deviation. And someone responded here, do you know why the floor model failed? And Plan B responded, I think because of the China exchange ban deadline, December 31st. So there you have it. And checking out a recent poll I shared here on crypto Twitter, Bitcoin 2022 peak high predictions, and 40.1% of you said between $100 and $199,000. 34% of you said between $50 and $99,000. 14% of you said between $200 and $299,000. And 10.9% of you said $300,000 plus for the king of all crypto. So where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to end this year? Let me know in the comments right down below. And now for a quick recap of what I covered with you here in today's show. I shared the latest Bitcoin price analysis that despite the recent dip, I shared the good news for the Bitcoin bulls. Also shared breaking news. New York officially has a pro Bitcoin mayor as Eric Adams takes office, as well as Eminem buys a Bored Ape NFT for $462,000, as well as an Ethereum based altcoin CRV set for major breakout as 2022 begins, predicts crypto analyst Mikhail Vende Pop. And I also shared the latest as President Bukele predicts Bitcoin $100,000 rally, as well as further legal adoption and more. But where do you feel the Bitcoin price is likely to go next? Let me know in the comments right down below. Now for the top three comments from yesterday's episode, Grant Dunn wrote, Bitcoin price under 50,000. You got to grab it while we still can. 2022, let's go. Happy New Year's. JV, you know it, Grant. Happy New Year, fam. BTFD, let's freaking go. Now for our next featured comment comes from AJ Meadows, who wrote, JV, keep bringing the crypto news straight. Love your show and listen daily. Lamestream Media needs to take a page from your book. Bring the news, not the fear. Happy New Year's, AJ. Greatly appreciate your support, fam. 2022 is our year. Let's go. Now for our third and final feature comment comes from eCoin, who wrote, Aloha and happy 2022, JV. Love the show. Good flow. All right, let's go. JV with the crypto news like no other. Sick with it. And I responded, happy 2022, fam. Six-figure BTC. Send it. And to be featured on tomorrow's episode, drop me a comment right down below. Well, that's going to conclude today's show. As always, I appreciate you tuning in and journeying along with me inside this incredible crypto matrix. That's right. Bitcoin is the glitch in the matrix. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. Peace.